Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
And now it's time for three big things on Wisconsin's Midday News.
Number one, the jury in the federal trial of Milwaukee County Circuit Judge Hannah Dugan is very close to starting deliberations. Closing arguments are happening now. To give you a little summary here, the prosecution says Dugan was not confused about the courthouse's arrest protocol. They say she was a frustrated and angry judge who was fed up and decided to corruptly take matters into her own hands. The defense says they're trying to make an example of Judge Dugan. The defense started calling witnesses this morning and was done very quickly in less than an hour. Judge Dugan did not take the stand in her own defense. We talked with WISN-TV political reporter Matt Smith about the decision. He was in the courtroom as the jury realized they would not hear directly from Dugan.
They called four witnesses this morning, a couple of judges, and then the former Milwaukee mayor, Tom Barrett, as a character witness. The defense itself officially told the judge after the jury was out of the room that she wouldn't testify, but obviously you can put two and two together. So there was no direct proclamation with the jury present. They just now know that she won't testify. The defense must feel confident where they're at, or they just don't see any benefit at this time in terms of putting her on the stand at the end of all these days of testimony.
Dugan is accused of helping a man who was in the country illegally evade immigration agents at the Milwaukee County Courthouse in April. If convicted, Dugan faces up to 6 years in prison.
Number two, we're still searching for what could become of the former Northridge Mall site on Milwaukee's northwest side. The site has since been rebranded as Granville Station. It's a pretty big site, the largest available real estate plot in the city, around 58 acres in size. City leaders earlier today providing a slight update on progress. Alderwoman Laressa Taylor, who represents the area, says the community has been quick to put forth some ideas for what could go there.
More than 40% of the ideas focused on sports, recreation, on also walkable mixed use for the area, a job training center, hospitals, health center, grocery stores, and even a farmer's market.
So a lot of ideas, but no concrete plans. Mayor Cavalier Johnson was asked by reporters today if anyone had put forth any concrete requests for proposals. The city says that has not been the case. Northridge Mall, of course, vacant since 2003, demolished earlier this year. There'll be a public meeting in January, and coming up at 2:16, we'll be joined by Mayor Johnson in the studio to dig further into what could become of the former mall site and whether, as the city has said, truly anything is on the table.
Number three, in President Trump's primetime speech last night, he spent much of the time deflecting blame on the state of our economy. Here's ABC Chief Washington Correspondent Jonathan Carl.
If the president was addressing a crisis last night, it seemed to be a crisis of confidence in his handling of the economy. Americans are overwhelmingly unhappy with the state of the economy, and a clear majority in many recent polls are blaming Donald Trump.
In one poll released just hours ahead of the president's address, 57% of people said they disapprove of Trump's handling of the economy. And while the president recently gave the economy an A++++, in this poll, only 3% of Americans said they think the state of the economy is excellent.